How can the U.S. accuse Russia or anyone else of hitting legitimate Syrian opposition when the U.S. itself can separate them from terrorists, particularly in and around Aleppo?
Okay, so I think we've actually talked about this. We've talked about the need that we've actually spoken to the grapes on the ground, but we also call on the Russians and the Syrian regime to make that distinction as well.
Can you give us some specific results of Washington's efforts to separate rebels in Syria from terrorists?
I would say that those are ongoing conversations, and we would also ask, you know, as I've said, for the Syrian regime and the Russians to also continue to do that.
For weeks now, I'm sorry, I have a few more. For weeks now, we've been hearing just that the U.S. is working on it, that it's a challenge to, you know, get rebel groups in Syria to separate themselves from terrorists. What we don't hear is what the result of those efforts is. But we are seeing reports of their joint attacks. This weekend, al-Nusra and al-Sham have together attacked a Kurdish neighborhood in Aleppo. Over 40 people died. Does the U.S. still insist that because those groups are intermingled, they shouldn't be targeted?
Our view is that the UN identified terrorist groups are not parties to the cessation of hostilities. We've spoken about that. We've also spoken extensively about the needs for those groups on the ground to separate themselves, to distinguish themselves. The responsibility, though, also lies with the Russians as well as the Syrian regime to not target parties to the cessation of hostilities. We're going to move on. Michelle?
Are you aware of the
Michelle, you know what? We're going to move on.